In the news today, Israel has conditionally agreed to extend the truce with Hamas beyond Friday, but it is unclear if the two sides can agree on a long-term ceasefire. Israeli and Palestinian representatives are in Cairo for talks aimed at securing a permanent ceasefire. Israel is demanding a total demilitarization of Gaza, while Hamas is calling for a complete lifting of the blockade of the coastal territory by land, sea, and air. Meanwhile, thousands of Palestinians who fled Gaza during the Israeli airstrikes last month are now returning to find that their homes have been destroyed. On the Israeli side of the border, residents are fearful that Hamas gunmen could use underground paths to come into their communities and then kill people or take hostages. The deadly Ebola outbreak appears to be spreading. Nigeria has confirmed a second death and 5 new cases. The new cases in Nigeria raised concerns that the virus will spread farther. 174 million people live in Nigeria. That is more than in any other African country. Saudi Arabia is investigating the death of a man who traveled through West Africa. Hold Security, a U.S. computer security firm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, has found that a Russian crime group has stolen over 1 billion passwords from 420,000 websites. The New York Times reported that the crime ring targeted companies from the Fortune 500 and many smaller websites. President Barack Obama and African leaders have opened talks on expanding trade, improving security, and strengthening government truthfulness across Africa. Mr. Obama also has announced $33 billion in U.S. private and public investment in various African countries. Now, words in the news. Extend, verb, to stretch out in area or length, to continue for a longer time. Demilitarize, verb, to remove weapons and military forces from an area. Blockade, verb, to stop people or supplies from entering or leaving a port or country during a war. Outbreak, noun, a sudden start or increase of disease or fighting. Invest, verb, to give money to a business or organization with the hope of making more money. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comment section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.